Thank you for downloading the Archers Omnibus podcast. For more information, visit bbc.co.uk/archers.
What is it?
I brought you a cup of tea. I thought... Oh, Amy, what is it? What's the matter? Oh, darling. We've been so worried, Dad and I. We knew something was wrong. Is it Carl? Oh, sweetheart. Here, have a tissue.
He's dumped me.
Oh, Amy.
Oh, on Friday, after I got home.
Oh, I thought that must be it.
We had such a lovely time in Bristol, and I thought... I had no idea. I just never for a moment imagined.
What happened?
He drove me back here and kissed me goodbye. This wonderful, long, loving kiss, like he really... And I came indoors and I rang Alice and I told her all about what a brilliant time we'd had. And then he called me and he said it's all over and he can't see me anymore because...
Because?
I can't believe. I can't believe Carl would be like that.
Oh, darling.
I feel like such a fool.
But you mustn't blame yourself. Here, have some tea. I'm afraid, Amy, men like Carl can be very plausible.
What?
Well, they know how to cover their tracks.
What do you mean, men like Carl?
Men who cheat on their wives.
And Carl's not married.
But isn't that what he told you?
No, he just said he was sorry. It wasn't me, it was him. We want different things. All that kind of stuff.
Mm. Right.
What are you saying, Usha?
It's just something I heard.
What? Tell me.
I went to this Chamber of Commerce do a week or so ago and Carl was there with this woman. And Annabelle was there too, Annabelle Shrivner. She's just someone I know. And she told me that this other woman was Carl's wife.
How does she know?
Well, she's a lawyer too, apparently, the wife, Rochelle. I've never come across her, but Annabelle knows her quite well.
When? When was this?
It was Wednesday. The Wednesday before last.
You mean you've known all this time?
Well, yeah.
Since before we went away last week?
Yes.
Then why didn't you stop me?
Yeah, I'll tell him. Thanks. Bye.
Alice, morning.
Oh, hello.
How's Adam?
Yeah, he's doing really well, thanks. He's coming home tomorrow, all being well.
Oh, that's great.
You can tell he's on the mend. He's started to worry about how the cricket team are coping without him.
Not very well, by all accounts.
Anyway, Mum and I are going to see him this afternoon.
I'll give him my best.
Yeah, I will. And how's Amy?
Well...
Sounds like she had a brilliant time in Bristol.
Oh, you've spoken to her, have you?
Yeah, she phoned me when she got home. Told me all about it.
I haven't seen her all weekend.
Oh, haven't you?
Well, I was starting to think it had all been a complete disaster.
Oh, no, nothing like that. She was glowing.
I'm so sorry, Amy.
So you knew all that time? You knew?
I wanted to tell you.
You wanted to?
Well, I just couldn't find the right... You were out at work all the time, and then on the day you left, I arranged it all. I was waiting for you, but then you turned up with him, with Carl, and it was impossible.
So you let me go, knowing all the time?
No, I'm sorry.
You were happy to let me go off with him?
Well, of course I wasn't happy.
Make a complete idiot of myself.
No.
You and Dad did that to me.
No. Your dad doesn't know.
You didn't even tell Dad.
Well, I didn't know what to do, Amy. I mean, I wasn't even sure that you didn't know.
What?
Well, he could have, spun you a line.
would you? That's really what you think of me, is it? That I deliberately have an affair?
Not deliberately.
With a married man?
I just kept thinking about all the weeks when you didn't want us to meet him, and then when I bumped into you and Jax that time, you seemed so embarrassed.
Oh, so this is all my fault?
No, of course not. That's not what I'm saying.
So what are you saying?
I was just in such a quandary. I didn't know what to do for the best.
I trusted you, Usha. And now... How could you even think I would do something like that?
Oh, I'm so sorry.
I thought Carl leaving me. I thought things couldn't get any worse.
Oh, please.
No, don't touch me.
You're no better than him.
Oh, please don't say that.
I'm not staying here.
Oh, where are you going? Amy!
Yeah, all right, Mum. Don't panic. I'm coming. Oh, hi, Amy. How's things?
Carl's left me.
What?
He dumped me.
Oh, my God. When?
On Friday. You remember, I was talking to you and then my mobile rang.
Oh, you're kidding me.
That's not the worst of it. I've just found out.
What? What is it?
I can't go home, Alice.
You can't go home?
And I've got to talk to someone. Please. Please, can I come over?
Okay, yeah. Yeah, of course you can.
Alice!
I'll be here, don't worry. I'll see you soon. Sorry, Mum, change of plan.
You knew?
Yes.
All that time, you knew?
I wanted to tell her.
Where is she?
I don't know. She ran out of the house. I couldn't stop her. I just couldn't find the right moment. And then on Wednesday, when she came back to pack her bag, he was with her.
Hi, this is Amy's phone. Please leave a message.
Amy, it's Dad. Where are you, love? I'm worried. Please give me a call. Just switched her phone off. Why didn't you tell me?
Because I thought it would be better for Amy if she heard it from me, you know, if I had a private talk with her.
You should have told me.
Maybe it wouldn't be as bad coming from me rather than from you because of, you know, you being a vicar.
What's that got to do with anything?
Well, I thought... I wasn't entirely sure that Amy didn't know.
Know what?
That he was married.
You thought... She might...
Well, that's why she didn't want you finding out.
Oh, for heaven's sake, Usha. How could you even think such a thing?
Well, it happens, Alan.
Not Amy. Surely you know well enough to understand she'd never do that.
No, not deliberately, but she wouldn't be the first young woman to get involved with someone and then be so besotted...
No!
...that she chose to ignore the telltale signs.
If you think that, then you really don't know Amy at all.
I just don't believe it, Alice. I keep thinking she must have made a mistake.
I'm not surprised.
It can't all have been an act. He was so... I thought in the beginning it was too good to be true. That's why it took me so long to, you know, to sleep with him. I had to be sure. But he didn't mind. He was so patient and gentle with me. And that's why I can't believe it. Why was he so lovely and so caring if...
Perhaps because, I don't know, because he...
Because he really did care for me?
Yeah, or perhaps, maybe it's because you weren't an easy conquest, because you were a challenge.
Well, maybe... I went to his flat loads of times and there were no photos or anything, so maybe he split up with his wife.
No,
the marriage is really over. It could be.
Usha saw them together.
And they just keep up a sort of public front because, I don't know, perhaps he doesn't want his grandmother to know. That could be it.
No.
But really, they lead separate lives.
If that's the case, he'd have told you, Amy.
But Alice, he even came to our house. He met my dad.
Yeah, and your dad thought he was lovely. You weren't the only one who was taken in.
And all the time, Usha knew... I'll never forgive her, Alice. Not as long as I live.
No,
for over a week she knew and she never said a word.
I can't imagine what she was thinking.
I'll tell you what she was thinking. That I knew all along. That I slept with him knowing he was married.
Hi, this is Amy's phone. Please leave a message.
Still the answer phone.
Well, what about Alice?
Have we got her number?
It's on the phone.
Hello?
Oh, Alice, it's Alan Franks.
She's here.
Oh, thank God. Can I talk to her?
I don't think that's a good idea.
Please.
She's so upset. She really doesn't want to talk to anyone.
Oh.
She needs a bit of time just to, you know...
Is she coming home?
No, no, she's going to stay here tonight.
Oh.
Don't worry. I'll look after her.
No, no, I'm sure you will. It's just... Well, as long as I know she's safe, I'll call again in the morning.
Okay.
And thank you, Alice. Give her my love.
Oh, well. Bye.
Bye.
She's there.
Yes.
Well, that's good.
No, it isn't.
At least we know.
She should be here. She should be here with me. In all the years, ever since her mother died, there's never been a time when she couldn't talk to me.
I know. But she's grown up now, and talking to your dad about boyfriends and love and heartbreak, well...
That's not why she isn't here, is it?
No.
Oh, God. I knew something was wrong Friday night when she wouldn't eat with us. I just didn't want to poke my nose in. And then yesterday when she went off to work without saying goodbye.
I know.
She would have talked to me in her own good time. She would have told me all about it if you hadn't... Oh,
look, I'm sorry. I hoped you'd understand. I did it for the best.
I've got Evensong in Darrington tonight. I think maybe I'll set off.
You don't have to go yet. Don't you want something to eat?
No.
I could make you a sandwich.
No, no. I need a bit of time alone to think.
Okay.
And pray for some sort of guidance.
Now, can you manage?
I think so. Let me just... Oh, I'm so feeble.
Well, you've been lying in bed for the most of the past fortnight.
What's going on the green?
Well, they're celebrating the fact that you're home from the hospital.
Seriously?
No, Linda's been pulling out all the stops for May Day. She's been rehearsing Maypole dances for hours on end out here.
Rather her than me.
Yeah, I think the Isley Morris men are coming along as well.
Coach is in the Bull car park too.
Yep. It's not going to be the most peaceful homecoming, I'm afraid.
I don't mind, as long as they don't expect me to join in.
Well, that reminds me, I bumped into Alistair this morning.
Yeah?
And the first thing he said to me was, when's Adam going to be fit to play cricket?
Not for a week or two.
They're not looking forward to the next match, apparently. Seriously under strength were Alistair's words.
Oh, dear.
Anyway, shall we go in?
You'll have to give me your arm. I'd never noticed before how long our front path is.
No, no, don't do that, Dad. Just leave it. I'll sort it out when I get home, okay? Bye. Oh, honestly, I should have put a padlock on the office door.
What's he doing?
Oh, just the usual. Helping out in the office. He's driving me up the wall.
Yeah, you said several times. I think those sausages need toning.
Oh, right, okay. I can't understand why he can't get his head around a simple new system.
Yeah, I know you can't.
He's done all the farm admin for years. Why is it suddenly so difficult?
Just leave it, Tom.
I just wish he'd hurry up and get better, that's all. He'd be much happier weeding carrots.
Onion?
Yeah, yeah, go on, shove it in. I mean, if it was down to me, we'd have a relief milker in by now. But Dad insists it's not worth it. He'll be back to full strength in a couple of weeks. But
oh, look, Tom...
It's not going to happen, is it? And I can hardly tell him he's deceiving himself, can I?
It's no good complaining to me. Just shut up about it for 5 minutes.
Oh, sorry.
You've got to sort it out with your mum and dad.
I've tried, Bren, I've tried.
Oh, well,
Look on the bright side.
Oh, what bright side?
Your new polytunnel's arriving next week.
It's my dad, isn't it?
Yeah.
Did you know?
No. He just turned up. He's desperate to see you.
I can't.
Yes, she can. He loves you, Amy. He only wants to help.
Lucius,
she's not here. It's just you and him. Don't turn him away.
Well, okay.
In here, Alan.
Oh, thanks, Alice.
Oh, Amy, love.
Hello, Dad.
Oh, my poor, poor darling.
I'm sorry, Dad.
Oh, don't be daft. What have you got to be sorry about?
I made such a mess of things.
No, you haven't. None of this is your fault.
I'm just going to nip over and say hello to Adam, okay?
Oh, thanks, Alice.
Yeah, see you later.
There you go. Two sausage baps with onions, one without.
Well, you'll just have to turn it off.
Help yourself
to
pickles.
Yes, I know you're loaded.
Oh, you haven't got anything smaller than a 20.
It's the only way, Dad.
It's okay, I can probably manage.
Look, I told you not to mess about with it.
Tom, can you dig me out the other bag of change?
Seriously,
Tom,
Dad.
Tom, please.
I'll sort it out this evening.
I need a hand here. I need pound coins. No, some more buns. The mustard's run out.
Leave it. Look, I've got to go, Dad, okay? Yep, right, okay, bye. I'm sorry about that.
If that phone goes again, do not answer it.
Okay, what next?
Change, buns, mustard.
Right.
There's your change, sir. Sorry, I've got no fivers. Oh. You better get some more sausages on because we're going to run out in the next 10 minutes.
Okay.
Right, who's next?
At me.
Yes, madam, what can I get you?
Just a burger with onions, please.
Sweetheart, you should have said.
I couldn't. Just couldn't.
We knew something was wrong.
Just too awful. Like this great stone in my chest.
Oh, but you went to work.
It's all I could think of to do. And it was good because, well, there was this woman who had a really difficult time and I was so involved with her that sometimes whole minutes would pass when I wouldn't even think of him.
I just wish you'd told me.
I couldn't bring myself to even say his name. I felt such a fool.
Why?
Because I should have known.
How?
It was too good to be true. The first time I met him, I thought, he's too perfect. He's so charming and sophisticated and good-looking. Why would someone like that even look once at me? And then he asked for my number, and I thought, he'll never phone, but he asked me out, Dad. It all came from him, all of it. He was the one who wanted me.
How could he do that to you?
And he told me I was beautiful. Even just right at the end. He called me beautiful Amy. And then he phoned me and said he didn't want to see me anymore.
Well, you are beautiful. Anyone can see that.
Oh. And I was so careful, Dad. I really took my time. I didn't do anything without thinking, are you sure?
Yes.
And he was gentle and understanding, and he wasn't trying all the time to get me into bed. And I loved him, Dad. I thought it would be hard to love someone, but it was easy.
It should be. Real love should be like that.
Everything about him made me feel, thought he loved me too.
We were all taken in by him. I thought he was absolutely lovely. So did Usha. She couldn't stop talking about him after she met him that time in Jack's.
Yeah.
The last thing she wanted was for you to get hurt like this.
She thought I knew Carl was married.
Yes.
That I was knowingly having an affair with a married man. I'd never do that, Dad. Never, ever in a million years.
I know you wouldn't. I know.
So that's £14 altogether.
And yours was
and
two
one
burgers
pound
with
change.
Onions.
Thank you, madam.
Coming right up, sir. Can you do some more onions, Bren?
What? We're going to run out at this rate.
Oh, I hope these rolls have defrosted.
Yeah, we should have. Oh, it's tropical in here. I'm dripping.
Ah. And there you go, sir.
Thank you very much.
Help yourself to pickles, mustard, brown sauce.
Don't you dare answer that.
Okay, I'll turn it off. Oh, no. It's Mum. Can you take that guy's money?
Oh, no, Tom, don't answer it.
Oh, Mum wouldn't ring unless it was an emergency.
For heaven's sake.
Something must have happened. Mum, what is it?
I'll be with you in a second, sir. Just let me give my hands a really quick wash.
Yes, but I put it back. Well, as sure as I can be. No, no, I definitely didn't, because I emptied my pockets before I put my overalls in the wash.
Okay, now then, sir.
And there was no key.
Oh, you've got the right money. What a star. Thank you.
Well, it's possible, I suppose.
Tom, the burgers.
I can't drop everything,
Tom,
Mum.
Tom, for heaven's sake.
It's much more likely that Dad
you
put it in his pocket.
You don't get off that damn phone this minute. I am out of here.
What?
I mean it. I can't do this on my own.
Sorry, Mum. I've got to go. She couldn't find the key to the feed store, and I fed the young stock yesterday, so
I
she thought that...
I don't care, Tom. I don't care what's happening at Bridge Farm. Turn those sausages before they go up in smoke as well. Sorry to keep you, ladies and gentlemen. Who's next?
Yeah, please.
He's just nodded off.
Oh, I won't disturb him.
Yeah, it's been a bit too much excitement for one day. What with that and Debbie coming over on Saturday.
Oh, wasn't it great to see her?
Yeah, it was. Adam was thrilled. What?
Oh, no, I didn't mean to wake you.
Hey, where did you spring from?
Oh, welcome home.
I didn't hear the doorbell.
Yeah, I saw her walking up the front path.
Oh, how are you feeling?
Fine, I think. I haven't quite got used to... What time is it?
At 2:30.
Right. Have we had lunch?
Don't tell me you're hungry again already.
No, I just thought...
You have scrambled eggs and smoked salmon, and you said it was a lot nicer than hospital food, which was reassuring.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Scrambled eggs and smoked salmon? Ooh, you can't possibly have forgotten that.
No, it was delicious.
Well, it's great to see you home again.
Oh, yeah, anything's better than just lying on a hospital bed.
Oh, you okay?
Yeah.
Is your head aching again?
No, it's just this shoulder. It's really stiff. I must have fallen on it awkwardly.
You know what we should do? We should fire up the hot tub.
Oh, what a lovely idea. I wish I'd bought my swimming costume.
Would you be up for that, Adam?
No, not just yet.
You look very comfortable where you are.
Yeah, maybe tomorrow. For now, I'm just happy to sit here and enjoy the view. All I could see from the hospital window was the car park in the back of a furniture warehouse. So just to see grass and trees.
And the Edgley Morris men waving their handkerchief.
What could be nicer?
Will I make us a cup of tea?
Don't you have to go to work?
No. I told you, Caroline's given me the week off.
Well, the whole week?
Yeah, so I can cook you nourishing dishes and wait on you hand and foot.
Oh, do you fancy having a house guest for a while?
There you go. Our very last bottle of water.
Oh, thanks.
Oh.
That's better.
What a ridiculous day.
I am absolutely knackered.
We practically sold out. We must have taken well over £1,000.
Correction, I took £1,000 while you chatted on the phone.
Oh, come on, Bren.
I'm not doing it again.
What?
Not unless you leave your phone at home.
It wasn't that bad.
Yes, it was. 7 phone calls while the burgers burnt and the queue got mutinous.
It was just a series of minor problems on the farm.
And apparently you are the only person who can solve them.
I'm afraid I am.
I was being sarcastic.
Maybe you were, but I'm afraid it's true. I'm having to keep so many balls in the air at the moment that... I really can't afford a day off to do this.
Seriously?
Yes.
You're really that indispensable?
I'm not being big-headed, Bren. It's just... Well, I need to be there. Just till Dad's properly back on his feet.
But haven't you got loads of bookings for the burger van?
Yeah. And if we're going to be coining it like today, I can't really afford not to do it.
No, I can see that.
Hmm...
So what's the answer?
Well, I'll have to get someone else to do it for me.
Got anyone in mind?
Might have. Yeah.
Have you spoken to Usha since?
I tried ringing her this morning, but it just went to voicemail, and she hasn't called back.
What a mess.
I said to her last week, I said, you've got to tell Amy the truth, because it's bound to come out eventually.
Yeah, and now it has.
In the worst possible way.
Yeah. Oh, look, she's home already.
She's early.
No, it's mine. Sorry. Hello? Oh, hello. Yeah, no, hang on. Let me just get somewhere quieter.
Come on, old thing. Bring me a cup.
Hi, Mum.
Hello. You're back early.
Yeah. I've got a ton of notes to get through for tomorrow, and I'm less likely to get distracted here than at college. Is Dad okay?
He's on the phone.
Looks very serious. Who is it?
No idea.
Oh, and I got a text from Tom saying could he come over this evening.
What for?
Just wants to talk to me about something.
If he asks you to take on more milking, just say no.
I will, don't worry. It's hard enough dragging myself out of bed at the crack of dawn 2 mornings a week. And I keep nodding off in the evenings. It's playing havoc with my social life.
Welcome to my world.
Okay, bye. Hi, Pip. You're back early.
That fact has already been pointed out and discussed at length.
What was all that about?
What?
On the phone. Who are you talking to?
The police.
Why? What's happened?
Yeah, and of course, words got round, so now everybody's seeing things.
Really?
Yeah, astonishing how contagious delusion can be. Right, shove around a bit. I'm coming back in. Oh, that is so good.
So tell me the gossip. Who was in the shop?
It was Jim Lloyd, yeah. Who apparently was with Linda when her dog had this alleged encounter with the beast. But now he says he's seen it again.
Are you sure he wasn't pulling your leg?
Don't think so.
It's the kind of thing he does.
Look, he said he was driving home from Jack's last night.
Oh, so he'd been on the cocktail.
I hope not. And suddenly, this thing rushes across the road in front of him.
What sort of thing?
He was a bit vague on the details.
But it was a muntjac.
No, he said it was more along the lines of a minotaur.
A minotaur?
and rather on the hairy side.
He'd definitely been on the sauce.
Hello?
Is that somebody?
Anybody home?
We're in the garden. It's Brian.
Yes.
I've been ringing the front door. Oh, I didn't realise you were...
Hello? Care to join us?
Oh, no, thanks.
Well, I can lend you a pair of trunks.
No, I'll pass, thanks. I just thought I'd drop by and, well, see how you are.
I'm pretty good, thanks.
Good.
A lot better than he was yesterday.
A good night's sleep in my own bed makes such a difference.
Excellent. Well, you'll soon be back at work, then.
Not for a week, Whitson.
No, more than that. You're not to lift a finger for at least 6 weeks. That's what the doctor said.
Yeah, you must take as long as you need.
I shall die of boredom.
Well, that's a really nasty bruise on your shoulder.
Colourful, isn't it?
You had us very worried, you know. I mean, all that time you were unconscious. Jenny and I, we were very worried indeed.
Well, I think it's about the time we had a cup of tea. Can you pass me that towel?
Oh, right.
Will you stay and join us? Brian, I've made some scones.
She's upstairs. Hang on, I'll give her a shout.
Thanks.
Pip! Tom's here.
Okay, down in a minute.
How's your dad?
Oh, getting better.
Good.
Slowly. I mean... It's been nearly 2 months since it happened.
It's a big shock to the system, though, isn't it? A heart attack.
Of course it is. He'll be a lot happier when he's back to his old self, though.
The older you are, the longer it takes you to get over something like that, I suppose.
Yeah.
Hiya, Tom.
Hi.
I've got to go and get on with the milking, so can you see to the boys' tea, Pip?
Yeah, okay. There's a pizza in the yogurt. And if you can try and persuade them to eat a bit of salad...
Fat chance.
Tell them it's got bacon in. That sometimes works.
Well, they just pick it out.
Well, do your best. See you, Tom.
Bye.
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 So.
Well.
Listen, please don't ask me to do any more milking, because those early mornings are really doing my head in.
Ah, that's a shame. Yields have gone up since you started.
Oh, good. But flattery is not going to change my mind.
Shame. But that wasn't what I wanted to ask you anyway.
Oh, wasn't it?
No. What I'm hoping is, well, not to put too fine a point on it, I'm hoping you can save my relationship with Brenda.
What?
We took the Gourmet Grills van to Lower Loxley yesterday for the Mayfair.
Yeah, I know.
Anyway, we had a brilliant day in terms of sales.
Our Hereford Burger's still pulling in the punters.
Absolutely. The only trouble was my dad. He had a problem with the computer, so he rang me up to ask what to do. Several times. Just when we were absolutely swamped with customers.
Oh, dear.
So, there am I, trying to cook sausages, while at the same time talking my dad through this glitch in the software, with the result being that the sausages burned, the punters turned mutinous, the computer crashed, and Brenda threatened to kill me. She was seriously hacked off, believe me, and swore she'd never do gourmet grills again.
Ah, so you want me to take over from Brenda?
No, I want you to take over from me.
Oh.
Yeah, I was the problem. I needed to be at the farm. I just cannot afford away days at the moment.
Right.
So, what do you reckon?
Well,
It's mainly weekends and bank holidays, so it's not going to interfere with your college work.
Okay, well, that might help persuade my mum it's not such a terrible idea.
You think it's a terrible idea?
No, I'm only saying mum will throw a complete wobbly, but that's not your problem. So, what's the deal?
Deal?
Money-wise.
Oh, I hadn't really thought about that. The thing is, if you're interested, you'd have to do a food hygiene course.
Oh, I've done that already.
Have you?
Yeah, I do some weekends in the orangery.
Do you?
That's where I was yesterday.
Oh, I didn't realise.
But the thing is, I've been doing that for a while and I still only get minimum wage.
Right.
So, if you're prepared to make me a reasonable offer, I might be prepared to consider it.
Mm. Yeah, these scones are delicious.
Thank you.
As good as Gran's, aren't they?
Praise indeed.
Anyway, Adam, I'm out there every day on the quad bike keeping an eye on the hinds, so you don't need to worry.
Good.
All right, and we've got the sheep shearers coming in at the end of the week. Long time since I've had to deal with them. Although, I don't really have to do anything. I just round up the sheep and let them get on with it.
That's about it.
So you're not to worry about the farm?
I'm not.
I've got it all under control.
Have another scone.
No, really. No, they are delicious, but... What are you going to do with all this enforced leisure?
He's conducting an in-depth investigation into the delights of daytime television.
What?
There's a whole world out there, Brian. You have no idea.
No, I don't.
How to sell your house, how to make money out of all the tat in your attic.
How to cook.
Yes. I learned this morning how to bake the perfect Victoria sponge.
Well, I'm sure your mother could give you lessons in that.
No, he's not allowed in the kitchen. That's my province. He's got to get used to the whole idea of convalescing.
Mm. So, if I'm not allowed to cook...
Well, you could learn to play the piano.
Oh, the recorder was enough for me.
What? You play the recorder?
Did a solo in the carol concert once.
Oh. Well, I have one suggestion.
Oh, yeah?
I thought, since you're not going to be able to play cricket, you might like to watch a bit.
Not if Ambridge are going to get regularly thrashed, as Alistair seems to think we will.
Well, I know, I didn't mean village cricket, actually. I was thinking of the Test match.
When?
Week after next. England-West Indies at Trent Bridge. I just happened to have a couple of tickets.
How on earth did you get those?
Well, you know, friend of a friend. So, what do you say? Would you like to go?
With you?
Good heavens, no. Look, I'll be keeping an eye on things at home farm. No, I assumed you'd like to go, well, with a friend.
You're going to have to make the ultimate sacrifice here, aren't you, Ian?
What?
I'm not really a big cricket fan.
Bit of an understatement.
But if I can get the day off... Well, we are popular this afternoon.
That's really very kind of you, Brian.
No, not at all. No, at least I could do.
Oh, hello, David.
Hello. Is he awake?
Yeah, very much so. Come on in.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah, go on through.
All right, okay.
Hello.
Afternoon.
Hi, David.
Hi. Whoa, you're looking a lot better than last time I saw you.
Such a relief to be home, I can't tell you.
Can I get you a cup of tea?
No, I'm fine, thanks, Ian.
Look, I recommend the scones.
Oh, they look great.
Well, help yourself.
No, really, I better not. I've actually come to tell you some rather good news.
Oh, yeah?
I had a call from the police earlier on. You know I identified the two men who attacked you? Well, they've been picked up.
Really?
Oh, that's excellent news.
And they've already been charged, apparently, with the assault and causing GBH.
That was quick.
Yeah, well done, the boys in blue.
Yeah. I've heard they were part of a fairly big crime ring, so it's good.
Yeah, it's all down to you.
Oh, well.
You deserve a medal.
No, just in the right place. And only because you called me.
Thank heavens I did.
Ben's gone out on his bike and Josh is in the office.
What's he doing in there?
Talking to Phoebe.
Again? They were chatting for at least half an hour last night.
It must be love.
That whenever this chummy before she went to South Africa. Anyway, what did Tom want?
He wants me to take over Gourmet Grills.
I hope you said no.
I said I'd think about it.
Pip, you can't take on any more.
It's just a few weekends and bank holidays. It's not going to interfere with college. And he's actually made me a very decent offer. I'd be making a lot more than I get at Lower Loxley.
But wouldn't it clash with your shifts there?
Well, I've been thinking for a while it's time I moved on. Although it is kind of ironic.
How do you mean ironic?
After I said early morning milking was better than flipping burgers... And here I am.
But you haven't definitely said yeah.
Hi, Dad.
Hello.
How was Adam?
He looked pretty well, actually. Obviously got a few memory problems still. Not quite himself.
Pleased to hear they've caught the men responsible, though.
Oh, yeah. And so was Ian. And Brian.
Oh, was he there?
Yes.
That's good. I mean, they've hardly been on speaking terms.
Oh, no. But I guess when something like this happens, it... Put your differences aside.
Right, I must go and finish my reading.
Okay, see you later. By the way, Ruth, did you manage to speak to Usha?
No, I tried, but it went straight to voicemail again.
Mm.
Why?
Well, it's just Brian happened to mention that Amy's still staying with Alice.
Still?
Yeah, he didn't seem to know why. But she hasn't gone home.
Keith!
Hello, Tracy, love.
What on earth are you doing here?
Well, allowed to visit my little sister, aren't I?
I haven't seen you for ages.
Not since Mum's funeral.
Yeah, that'll be it. That's a while ago now, isn't it?
Oh, and you gonna ask me in then?
Yeah, of course. Come on in. Only you should have run, Keith. Gary's just taken Dad off into Borchester to get his hair cut.
Oh, I say. This is nice.
What?
Well, what's happened to all the brown wallpaper?
Oh, of course. You haven't seen the old place, have you? Since Neil gave it a makeover.
Well, Neil did all this?
I helped him, of course.
What a difference a coat of paint makes, eh?
Mm. Oh, and look at this. Oh, he hasn't made his bed. But this is Dad's room now.
Oh, very nice.
And he's got his own little bathroom in the old pantry. Neil did all of upstairs too.
Did he really?
Yeah. Susan picked a good one there. I'll do you the tour in a minute. Just let me put the kettle on.
Oh, this looks more familiar.
Yeah, same old kitchen.
And how is it for you, being back in the old homestead?
You know what, Keith? Best move I ever made.
Really?
Looking back, I can't think why I stuck it with Den as long as I did.
And the kids?
Oh, they're fine. It was a bit tricky when we first got here, when we were staying with Susan. Anyway, how about your lot? How's Donna and the kids?
Well, that's why I'm here, actually. Samantha's getting married.
Who to?
Ash, of course.
Oh, I thought they'd, you know...
No, no. They went through a bit of a rough patch last year. And she didn't come home for a while.
Mm.
Her and the little one. It turns out they couldn't live without each other.
Oh, bless.
So now they're getting hitched. And being Sam, she wants a proper do with all the trimmings... God knows I'm going to pay for it. Mm. But she'd like your Chelsea to be a bridesmaid.
Oh, Keith. Oh, wow. Oh, Chelsea is going to be over the moon. That's her number one ambition, to be a bridesmaid.
It's always been Tom's business. We've never had anything to do with it.
So he hasn't said anything?
Only that they had a very successful day on Monday.
Right.
That's why he keeps doing it. It's really worth it.
Do you want a hand unloading that?
No, it's okay. That's only some bits of packaging I picked up at the cash and carry. There's no hurry, I'll do it after lunch. It's just there's a bag of fruit in here somewhere. So he's asked Pip.
To take it over from him, yeah.
Can't she spare the time?
She reckons she can. But honestly, Pat, she's taking on far too much and we're a bit worried about her college work.
Ah, here it is.
But of course she doesn't take a blind bit of notice of what I say.
So she's going to do it?
He made her a very tempting offer.
Did he indeed?
So she said. I reckon she's cut herself a good deal.
The trouble is, Tom's under a lot of pressure at the moment.
I know.
Tony's still not able to take on very much.
I appreciate he needs the help. I just wish, that he found someone else.
Sorry.
Not your fault.
Right. We'd better go and put the kettle on for this meeting.
Yeah. Oh, Davy did call you last night, didn't he?
To say they'd caught the men responsible. Yes, he did. That is such good news. Has he told Adam?
Oh, yeah, he went straight round.
How's he doing?
Okay. David said he was on really good form. Brian was there too.
Was he?
Yeah. I'm glad. Oh, here's Hattie.
Me too. They've been at daggers drawn for so long over this wretched dairy. Right. At least we'll find out now if we can appeal.
Afternoon.
Hello.
You found us then?
Yes. Your directions were impeccable.
Good.
Since I was over this way, I went and had a look at the site where they're proposing to put the dairy unit. It's such a lovely spot, isn't it? But it's going to be utterly spoiled.
Oh, sorry.
Let's go in and have some lunch.
I do need to take this, actually. I'll catch you up.
Okay.
I had a call from Martin Sykes last night.
Oh, yeah.
Usha, hi. Are you okay?
I've been better.
Has Amy come home?
Not yet, no.
Oh, dear.
Alan's out of his mind with worry. He can't talk to me about it because, of course, it's all my fault.
No, it isn't. Do you want me to come over tonight?
Well, I'm not sure what Alan's doing. Could we meet somewhere else?
You should have let us know you were coming, Kate.
Oh, spur-of-the-moment decision. Oh,
this'll be a bit of a scratch lunch, I'm afraid.
Well, I was sitting in the office twiddling my thumbs.
Oh, business still down?
Terrible. I haven't sold anything in a fortnight. It's only the maintenance and the MOTs keeping the wolf from the door. And I was so deep in thought on the way over here, I nearly wrote off the Audi.
Oh, dear. What happened?
Well, some animal ran across the road. The bloke in front of me stood on his brakes so hard I damn near ran into the back of him.
What sort of animal?
Oh, no good asking me. Biggish, brownish.
You reckon it was Linda Snell's monster?
No. Well, there has been another sighting.
What's it?
Oh, someone in the village said they saw some creature in the woods. And since then, everyone's been at it. The latest was Jazzer.
Jazzer?
Milkman.
Coming back from his round. Sees what he describes as a great hairy mutant disappearing into the morning mist.
Probably was Linda Snell.
Well, Jazza's not what you'd call a reliable witness.
And how are your two doing?
Oh, very well. Christopher is his own boss now. He bought the business.
And he's still married to, what's her name?
Oh, Alice, yeah. And she's doing a master's degree in aeronautical engineering.
Blimey.
Another world, isn't it, Keith?
So you think it would be a waste of time?
The trouble is, if we do go to appeal and we lose, we have to pay the costs.
And it's likely we'd lose.
And that's what our legal advisers are saying. Now planning permission's been granted and the Environment Agency have given it the go-ahead, we just haven't got a strong enough case.
That's depressing.
But all is not lost.
Isn't it?
If we don't have the law on our side.
The law isn't everything. If we put real pressure on BL and make it more trouble than it's worth for them to proceed...
How are we supposed to do that?
Any way we can think of. Keep up the protests at the livestock market for a start. Persuade customers to take their business elsewhere.
I'm not sure about that.
Why?
I'm just not sure what it would achieve.
Publicity, for one thing. And there are lots of farmers like you, Ruth, who believe this dairy is going to have a negative impact on the local economy and might very well put them out of business.
But is it really going to make a difference?
Exactly. And the trouble is, well, my husband's chair of the local NFU. He has to represent all farmers, even those he disagrees with. It can get tricky.
Yes, it can.
To be honest, I don't want to make life more difficult for him than it is already.
Right. Well, this has got to be a matter of individual conscience. Of course it has. But there's a really big principle at stake here. You, as a dairy farmer, must appreciate that.
I do, of course.
Is there anything else we can do?
Well, I think we should campaign for a boycott of anything produced by Home Farm.
Like what?
Well, for a start, we should leaflet the farmers' markets where they sell their soft fruit and venison.
No, I'm not sure I agree with that.
Why not?
Well, because those things, the venison and the soft fruit, are Adam Macy's enterprises. They've got nothing to do with BL.
And Adam is as opposed to this dairy unit as anyone. He's really fallen out with his family over it.
So, what are you saying?
Well, I don't feel comfortable with a boycott which hits someone who's opposed to the dairy anyway.
So you think we should just give up?
What do you think, Ruth?
I don't know.
I'm beginning to sense that neither of you has the stomach to carry on.
Before the planning meeting, I really thought we could stop this. But now, I don't honestly believe we can.
Pat?
I agree. Although I sincerely hope I'm wrong. I hate the whole thing, Hattie. But I think we've lost.
Well, I think you're wrong. And there are plenty of people in the area who are appalled that the council has capitulated to BL. They're not going to throw in the towel. Not yet. And neither am I.
So it's going to be in church and everything?
Yeah, daft or what? They've been together for 7 years. And little Taylor's nearly six.
So Kelly's going to be maid of honour?
That's right. Sister of the bride. Like that Pippa Middleton. Though if she thinks she's going to get a frot like that, she's going to be disappointed.
And Taylor and Chelsea will be the bridesmaids.
They're going to look so cute, the pair of them.
Another year or two and Kira could have been a bridesmaid. Mm. She's Samantha's goddaughter after all.
How's she doing, your little granddaughter? Sam says she was a bit of a handful.
Oh, she knows her own mind, does Kira. But I was just thinking, well, if Sam and Ashley are tying the knot, after all the years they've been together, perhaps Emma and Ed will get the message.
Do you want them to?
Oh, of course I do. I always thought it was back to front, having Kira baptised when the two of them weren't even wed.
Mm. At least Emma's a Grundy already. Sam says she can't wait to be a Mrs. Sweetling and have the same name as her kid.
Oh, my Lord, look at the time. I've got to go and open up the post office.
Oh, that's a shame.
Anyway, look, lovely to see you, Keith, and give my best to Donna, won't you? And I look forward to getting my wedding invitation.
But she should be angry with Carl, not with you.
Her heart's been broken, Ruth. You can't expect her to be logical about it.
Oh, maybe not.
And she can't touch him. She blames herself for being taken in by him.
That's why men like that get away with it.
And she blames me for not saying anything. And she's right. I did make the most awful hash of things.
It's easy to say that now.
I should have told her straight away.
You did it for the best.
Oh, but all that time I spent procrastinating, Ruth. You told me, you said all along I should just grasp the nettle.
How's Alan?
That's the worst thing. He's absolutely wretched.
Has he talked to Amy?
Yeah. He's been round to Alice's house.
And?
Oh, I don't know, Ruth. It's so awful. He can't talk to me about it.
Not at all.
I so want to help him, to help both of them, but he shuts himself away in his study. We barely communicate, apart from the usual small talk, you know.
I don't know what to say.
He so desperately wants her to come home. And it's because of me that she won't. So
you get the blame.
You know how close they are. For so many years, it was Alan and Amy against the world. It was a long time before I was allowed to be part of their little family. And now, I'm on the outside again.
Oh, and Mia needs some clean pyjamas. I don't know if there's any in the airing cupboard, but there's a couple of pairs on the rack.
I do like that top.
What?
Very sexy.
Do you think?
Hmm.
Should I change?
No.
Oh, and make sure Jake brushes his teeth properly. You know what he's like.
He thinks as long as he dabs a bit of toothpaste on them, he's done the job.
Exactly.
I'm perfectly capable of getting the kids to bed on my own.
I know. Now, a little bit of lippy and...
It's 20 past.
Yeah, yeah, all right. What time's your mum coming round?
About 7:30, she reckoned.
Oh, you will get the kids ready for bed, won't you?
Nick, yes, don't worry.
Right, there. How do we look?
Ravishing.
Well, it'll have to do. Right, see you later.
You know what they say, all work and no play.
Chris?
What?
You're beginning to sound like my mum.
Am I? That's a bit worrying.
And I've hardly got any work at all done this week. A bit difficult with Amy, you know?
Yeah. Nice to have you to myself for once.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Not your fault.
But you were so sweet, discreetly sloping off like you did.
I didn't know what else to do. I was a bit embarrassed, to be honest. I never realised anyone could cry that much.
Well, I'd cry like that if you left me.
Would you?
Yeah, of course. But wouldn't you, if I left you?
No.
Well, not even a little bit, when no one was looking.
I'd just get very drunk, and then go out and find myself another woman.
Oh.
Ow! That hurt.
It serves you right.
You're not going to leave me, are you?
Of course not, I'd be mad.
Promise?
I promise.
Anyway, she's gone home now.
Well, that's what she said. She'd go back to the vicarage after work today, but... Whether she'll stay there, I don't know.
You think she might be back?
She's so down on Usha.
Yeah, I noticed. It's like she's more angry with her than with... What's his name?
Yeah, Carl. I know. I'm starting to feel quite sorry for Usha. I mean, she was obviously trying to do the right thing. Just... I don't know, she got it a bit wrong, but... You try saying that to Amy...
So how are they going to get on? Living in the same house?
Well, at least Amy's dad will be there.
Standing between them, holding them apart.
Oh, poor Alan.
Like a boxing referee.
I think he feels as bad about all this as Amy does.
That's more like it. Well done. You got it right in the sweet spot.
Evening, FD.
Aye. He's got potential, that lad.
You reckon?
He wasn't here last week, was he?
No, well, he took a bit of persuading.
What?
He's my son.
Ah.
Daniel.
Well, that would explain it.
You think it's in the genes?
Could be.
Well, I'm actually his stepfather, so I can't take any of the credit. Although his real father was an excellent cricketer.
Well, Daniel's obviously played.
Oh, yeah. For the cathedral school, since he first went there. But he's doing his A-levels at the moment.
And of course, if you're involved so heavily in village cricket...
Yeah, it's not so cool when your dad's in charge, I suppose. But we get on fine. Most of the time. Well, you know how it is with teenagers.
I remember it well. Eye on the ball, Daniel. Not the girls.
So you'd never actually handled a cricket bat before last night?
Well, couldn't you tell?
Your technique was a bit... How can I put this?
Non-existent.
But when you did hit the ball...
I hit it pretty hard, didn't I? Impressive, though I say it myself.
Yeah, I can imagine.
What can you imagine?
That Reese can really wallop a ball. I mean, oh, look at those lovely biceps.
Excuse me? Do you mind not squeezing another man's muscles in front of me?
Oh, you're a farrier, Chris. Don't be ridiculous. But hang on, Reese. If you've never played cricket, what were you doing at Nets last night?
Ah, that would be down to Jamie.
Jamie?
Yeah, yeah, he asked me to give him some catches. And I have played a bit of rugby, so I'm not entirely useless when it comes to throwing and catching. So I tossed a few balls in his direction, give him a bit of a workout. Man, Alistair must have spotted me, because the next thing I know, he's inviting me along to Nets. Signed me up for the single wicket too.
He'll have you playing for the team before you know.
I don't even know the rules.
They're not rules, they're laws.
What?
She's right, you know.
How do you know that?
He keeps telling me.
Oh, don't.
And I grew up with a cricket mad brother.
Oh, how is Adam, by the way?
Oh, loads better, thank you. What a relief.
But he's not allowed to play cricket for at least 6 weeks, so if you play your cards right, Rhys.
Me? Play for Ambridge.
Alice, Chris, your table's ready in the restaurant if you want to go through.
Oh, thanks.
What do you reckon, Nick? Can I play cricket for Ambridge?
What's this? Another one of your bizarre fantasies.
A man can dream, can't he?
This is Will Grundy. Will Iftikhar.
Nice to meet you.
And you? I'm dead impressed with what I've seen this evening.
It was a good session. They're an enthusiastic bunch.
Yeah, bit of a contrast with last night, eh, Will?
Yeah.
What happened last night?
Nets for the Ambridge team.
Only 7 people turned up.
And they all retired early to the pub. Talking of which, you going to come for a drink?
Oh, that'd be nice. So, you play for Ambridge, do you, Will?
Yeah, he's a useful batsman.
Well, I wasn't very useful on Sunday.
What happened?
Made 3.
We lost to Netherbourne, first match of the season.
Ouch.
Quite embarrassingly badly.
But weren't you in the Village Cup not so long ago?
Ah, those were the glory days.
Ambridge was the talk of the county, especially in Darrington, I gather.
Yeah, well, we did nick their star player.
Kev Machin, I remember him.
He was brilliant. But this season, well, David Archer's not playing for a start. Never a star player, but he was a really useful all-rounder. And now we've lost Adam as well.
Oh, that's the guy who was attacked?
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard about that dreadful business.
Well, he'll be back, of course. Oh, and Robert Snell's retired.
So?
We really need to do something to build up the team.
Okay, so, what are your options?
Can I get you anything else? Coffee?
No, not for me, thanks.
I think we'll go back in the bar and have another drink, shall we?
Okay, right.
Oh, Nick, I saw your kids dancing around the maypole.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I went to visit Adam and there they were on the green. Mia was really into it, wasn't she?
Oh, she's such a little show-off.
Oh, it was lovely.
Oh, until the end.
Oh, yeah, that was a shame.
What happened?
Bit of a pile-up and they all got their ribbons tangled.
I swear it was deliberate, that little tilly button.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, there you are. What kept you?
Well, I just stopped off at the cricket ground. They're having one of these youth training sessions tonight.
Oh, with this Iftikhar guy.
Yeah, I wanted to see what all the fuss is about.
What do you mean, fuss?
Well, why he's so popular with the kids.
Oh.
I'm dying to meet him. He sounds really dishy.
Yeah, he is quite.
Excuse me?
Oh, not as dishy as you, obviously.
Quite nice looking, though. Very polite, I thought.
Oh, you've met him, have you?
Oh, only very briefly.
Well, he's just come into the bar with Alistair.
Oh, has he?
So you girls can go and feast your eyes.
So you reckon I should give Jamie Perks another go?
Don't you?
Well, he was certainly on good form tonight. A couple of sessions with you. Well, he's getting the right mindset, I reckon.
I sense a butt coming.
Yeah, well, I gave him a try before and he wasn't very reliable. Mind you, he was going through a rough patch. And he's taller and a lot fitter now.
Deserves a second chance?
Yeah. Okay.
So, that gives you 10 men. Who else have you got?
Oh, excuse me. Sorry to interrupt. My, wife would like a word.
No, not me.
Oh, come on, Nick. Don't be shy.
Well, it wasn't my idea.
I've met you before, haven't I?
I brought my kids down to watch you training.
Yeah, and this is Chris Carter. He's another member of the team.
Yeah, and I'm Alice, and, well, we've had this brilliant idea. You see, the Village team is really in the doldrums at the moment.
Alistair's been telling me.
Yeah, we're just trying to come up with solutions.
Well, these two
It wasn't just us.
But we all thought.
Why don't we ask you to play for Ambridge?
Oh.
Well?
I would absolutely love to.
Really?
Yeah, and of course, I'm very flattered.
Oh, good.
But I'm afraid I can't.
Oh.
I play for another team.
Oh, what a shame.
Nice try, girls. But believe me, if he wasn't committed elsewhere, I'd have snapped him up long ago.
Would you guys care to join us?
Oh, I'm supposed to be behind the bar. I'd better get back.
And Rhys is just lining us up a round of drinks.
And I think we should leave you to your deliberations.
Yeah, but it was lovely to meet you.
You too, Alice.
Come along, Mrs. Carter.
That was nice.
Yeah.
What?
Well, look, it's just a thought. You can't play for us, but is there any chance you could do a bit of coaching for the team?
Well, yes, I suppose I could.
Seriously?
I don't think I can commit long term.
Well, there's only so much one man can do.
But I'll come along to Team Nets next week, if you like.
That'd be just brilliant.
But you've still got to decide who's going to be your number 11 next weekend.
You're doing it again.
What?
Eyeing him up.
I'm merely admiring, in an aesthetic sort of way, the admirable proportions of his physique.
So you fancy him?
No, I don't.
Well, Nick fancies him, don't you, Nick?
No, of course not.
That's not what you said last week.
Oh, what did she say last week?
Oh, don't listen to him, Will.
Oh, that his skin was like toasted cinnamon. His hair black like a raven's wing.
Stop it, Reed.
And his eyes like deep pools of chocolate.
Did you say anything like that at all?
But you said you'd met him.
Not only for a moment.
And his voice is like honey dripping from the cold.
Oh, shut up, Reed.
I'm only messing with you.
Oh, it's just that Jake and Mira are so keen on joining in with things like the maple dancing. And so, well, I thought maybe they could join in with the cricket.
They're a little bit on the young side.
Mm-hmm. I mean, when they're older, obviously.
Do you buy that, Will?
Not the best excuse I've ever heard.
Oh, Will!
Come on, admit it, Nick. You fancy him rotten.
I don't. It's not true, Will, honestly. I mean, come on, you must believe me.
Oh, I know it's not true, but you look so lovely when you blush.
Oh.
Oh, sweet.
Don't let us interrupt.
Oh, no, I must go and... Get on.
Oh, we were just talking about you, Ifty.
Were you?
Yeah, these two young ladies.
Now really is the time to shut up, Reese.
Sorry. Yeah. What can I get you?
Will you tell him, Alistair, or shall I?
Oh, go on.
Oh, no, what have I done now?
This may seem like an odd request, but would you be prepared to turn out for the cricket team next weekend?
You're kidding.
What? Come on. Well, I'm the one who does all the wind-ups around here.
Told you he wouldn't believe us.
We're not that desperate.
Actually, we are. Our batting lineup is passable, our bowling is pretty awful, and our fielding is atrocious.
And Alistair tells me, Reese, that what you can do is catch and throw.
And run. Just what we need.
You really are serious?
We are.
Yeah, he's pretty fit too, actually. All that cycling. Good call, Iftikhar.
Just wait until I tell my mum. Oh, this is almost as good as being asked to play rugby for Wales. We're not quite, but nearly.
How's it going?
Oh, fine. I've pulled Jeff in to lend a hand. The shearers work so fast, it's a problem getting the fleeces rolled up and out of the way.
I'm going over to see Adam. Do you want to come?
Well, I'd love to, but not this afternoon, because I haven't had a chance to check on the hinds yet.
I thought you were going to get somebody in to help.
I am, I hope.
Well, you have phoned the university, haven't you?
Yeah, but he hasn't got back to me, unfortunately. If this chap hasn't got back to me by Monday, I'll have to look round for someone else. But I'll be lucky to find anyone as good.
Right.
You know, later on, Jenny, do you fancy a walk over to Valley Farm?
What on earth for?
Well, I just thought it'd be nice.
The swifts will be nesting.
Well, there you go, then.
Oh, it's you.
Who did you think it was?
You were back early.
I told you I would be.
I thought maybe Amy had woken up.
She's still asleep?
Yes, she did one of those marathon double shifts yesterday.
Yeah, I know.
So she could very well sleep till tea time.
Yeah. Well, I bought some bits and pieces for supper. Some different cheeses, one of Underwood's lovely pies.
Oh, I'm going to do a lasagna.
Oh.
Well, Amy likes it as well as anything. Comfort food, she calls it. It's probably what she needs right now.
Yeah.
Comfort.
Well, this will all keep. We can have it tomorrow.
Yeah, anyway, I'd better get on. I've got a load of notes to sort through.
Okay. See you later. I was making a game pie, and I know how much you like it.
I do, Mum.
And it was just as easy to make two as one, so there.
Ah, looks lovely.
I'll put it in the fridge, shall I?
It's very kind of you, but I do live with a chef.
Oh, I know that, darling, but even Ian deserves the occasional day off. Where is he, anyway?
Grey Gables.
Oh, thought he had the whole week off.
He has.
Well, I'll make some tea, shall I?
Well, there's a big wedding tomorrow, and he's been saying for the past couple of days, I'm not going to interfere, Gordon can cope. I knew it'd weaken eventually.
Who's Gordon?
The sous chef, Mum. He's in charge while Ian's off.
Oh, doesn't Ian trust him?
Oh, yeah, generally, to do the everyday stuff.
but not the special occasions.
Well, you know what Ian's like. Mm. Everything has to be flawless. So he's going to drop by casually just to say hello, you understand, and make sure the hazelnut meringues are up to scratch. Hello?
It's only me. I brought you a cup of tea.
Oh, thanks.
What are you doing?
Oh, nothing. Can't really concentrate.
No, well...
Any sign of Amy yet?
No, she's still asleep.
Right.
Which is good. Mm. I worry about her working these ridiculously long hours when she's hardly slept.
Mm.
But now she's back home.
She should never have had to leave.
Well, she didn't have to. It was her choice.
Oh, for heaven's sake!
Sorry.
Poor kid's had enough trauma in her short life without having to deal with all this. How could...
What?
How could that man just toy with the emotions of a young girl like Amy, knowing full well he's going to break her heart? How can he just walk away? How can he sleep at night?
I don't know.
He came here. I keep remembering him sitting on that sofa, telling us about his grandmother. I suppose all that was a lie as well.
It could be. Anything's possible with a man like that.
He had a photograph.
Yeah.
That could have been anyone, couldn't it?
It's a kind of psychopathic behaviour.
What?
Well, you quite often find it in criminals when they have absolutely no conception of the damage they're doing.
Is that supposed to be some kind of excuse for him?
Well, no,
oh,
now,
please,
not.
Just spare me your insights into the criminal mind.
Well, I just meant
I don't care why he's like that, OK? I just want to find out where he's holed up and wipe that smarmy, ingratiating smile off his face and knock his perfect teeth out.
Alan!
I want to punch him to the floor, kick him when he's down.
Shh, Alan, you're awake, Amy.
And I shouldn't be feeling like this. I'm a man of God. I'm a peacemaker.
It's okay. It's okay.
No, it's not okay. I shouldn't be like this.
You're Amy's father, first and foremost. And any parent whose child has been so hurt, no matter what their profession...
Don't make excuses.
I wasn't. I was just trying to say...
Don't! You just don't know what it's like. You can't understand.
I'm trying.
Well, you certainly don't understand, Amy. If you really believed that...
I made a mistake, Alan. I've said I'm sorry. You've got to forgive me.
I know. I know that. I'm going for a walk.
Alice said Christopher refused to believe it as well, but... Alistair was absolutely serious. Rhys is turning out for the village team next weekend.
Ambrose, you'll be a laughing stock.
Well, then, you must hurry up and get better and ride to the rescue.
That's going to take a while.
Oh, are you all right, darling?
Just the headache coming on again. Never a day goes by.
Oh, I am sorry. Look, take a painkiller.
Yeah. Yeah, I will. Thanks. Mum.
Yes?
Ian, he won't really talk about what happened. The attack and, well, afterwards.
Well, I'm not surprised.
Was it really bad? For him, I mean. And for you?
Well, you were unconscious for so long and... Ian had no idea if you were even going to wake up. I mean, you can imagine.
Yeah.
And of course they can't give any reassurance about things like brain damage. And we all just had to wait for you to wake up.
Right.
So Ian had a lot to deal with. And I really felt for him. Is there something else?
I've just been trying to piece things together. What happened before the attack. I've still got such gaps in my memory.
You don't need to worry about that now that they've caught them.
No, maybe not. But there is one thing I feel I should remember.
And what's that?
The plan for the BL Dairy.
Oh, don't even think about it, Adam.
Look, I know everyone's been studiously avoiding the subject, but it is going ahead, is it?
Well, it does look increasingly likely, but, you know, now that the planning permission's been granted.
Ah, that's what I couldn't remember, about the planning permission. So, that's that then.
No, not necessarily. I mean, there's still a huge amount of opposition, and you may be sure that they aren't going to give up the fight.
Oh, hello.
Amy, sorry. You're awake.
So it would seem.
Did you sleep okay?
Yeah, thanks.
Well, that's good. You must have been exhausted.
Just looking for Dad.
Well, he had to go over to the Laurels. I don't suppose he'll be long, although... Well, I don't know.
Okay.
Shall I make you some tea?
Quite capable of making my own tea.
Wait.
What?
I'm so glad you've come home. Oh, Amy.
What's his name?
Mark Winford, and he's starting work on Monday morning.
Oh, excellent. Oh, look at the Swifts. It's astonishing, isn't it?
What?
They've flown all the way from Africa just to build their nests here.
Hmm.
I only wish my children would fly home so regularly.
Oh, come on, Jenny. Debbie's just been back.
Oh, at last, and only to visit Adam. And here you are, employing people to help on the farm.
No, Jenny. You seem to think she sits over in Hungary doing nothing at all. She has a full-time job. She takes it very seriously.
Yes, I know you're right.
She was moving heaven and earth just to get here for one day.
Yes, all right. It's just hard when they all live so far away.
Oh, well, I've no doubt you'll be hogging the computer this evening talking to Kate and Phoebe.
But it's not like having them here.
Yeah, but just think yourself lucky. A few years ago, all you'd get would be one of those flimsy airmail letters every now and then. What do you think of that barn?
What?
Well, you could get a couple of houses out of that, couldn't you?
What are you talking about?
Well, the little birds told me this place is coming up for sale.
Valley Farm?
Yeah. It's not a million miles from the site of the new dairy unit.
So?
Housing for the workers, Jenny.
Oh, that's why you were so keen to come here.
I mean, the farmhouse is on the small side and probably need updating, but this barn is ripe for conversion. We'd probably turn that other outbuilding into some kind of living quarters.
But what about the Swifts? I mean, it's their home too.
Yes, darling, I know. And birds have rights, obviously.
No, I'm serious, Brian. They've nested here for as long as I can remember.
What's next?
You could dice those carrots if you like.
Okay.
Oh, it's good to have you here.
Glad to be back in my own bed. Alice's sofa really isn't designed for sleeping on.
I've missed you.
It's been a whole week now.
I know.
A whole week since...
Oh, sweetheart.
Don't know how I've got through it.
Well, you've been brilliant the way you kept going. You haven't missed a shift, have you?
Even took on an extra one. It's the one thing that kept me sane. At work, I know what I'm doing. Things happen in a certain order, you can just keep plodding on.
It was like that when your mum died. I can still remember thinking, if I just keep putting one foot in front of the other...
Exactly.
Then one day, things won't seem quite so bad.
But this isn't like that. I mean, nobody died.
One day, it won't seem so bad for you, love. I promise. Oh, hi, Osha.
Anything I can do?
Oh, I don't think so, thanks, love. Everything's pretty much under control.
Okay. Well, can I get you a drink? A glass of wine, maybe?
Amy?
No, thanks.
Maybe later.
Okay. I'll leave you to it then, shall I?